Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Rocky Flintstone Unleashed presents Belinda Blinked, Book 3A. Belinda Down and Under. Chapter 4. Australian words in this chapter you need to know. Wowser means a straight-laced person. A prude, a puritan, a spoil sport. Sticky beak means a nosy person. Stubby is a regular-sized bottle of beer, 375 mils. Belinda looked directly up.
ABC, don't tell me what a swine that man is and why. That Matilda is one hell of a wowser. Getting that order took a lot of dedication and effort.
ABC nodded her head in understanding.
Well, Belinda, you've put the cat among the pigeons. Do you know Bish, the German operation, have had this account for the last 10 years? Well, about time the AAA got into bed with a professional organisation, and ABC, we're only starting.
Belinda smiled, and ABC poured her another glass of wine. It only took a few further minutes to set up a formal business arrangement, and the deal was virtually done.
Belinda, I'll get our lawyers to look over this tomorrow and get it to your gym in London as soon as... In the meantime, I want to invite you to my summer home on the Barrier Reef when you finish up in Sydney.
I've got another 3 or 4 days to tie up things here, and then I'm free for 3 days before pushing back to the UK via Hong Kong.
Perfect. I'll contact you at your hotel with the arrangements.
They both shook hands, and Belinda went off in search of Macquarie's, her other necessary distributor in Australia. Belinda was getting used to the convention hall's layout and found herself standing alongside Stan 33F in a few minutes. It was in complete contrast to what could now be described as the sophisticated elegance of Billiton Brothers. Big, blonde men with short haircuts were milling all around with long necks in their hands. Small tables were littered with hundreds of Darwin stubbies. This was truly Outback Australia territory, where women were tolerated for their cooking and bartending skills, and not much else. But Belinda was a true sticky beak, and she always got what she wanted. Why not here? She mounted the 3 steps onto the stand and looked for someone of authority to communicate with. German-sounding voices rose and fell from one particular corner where 6 men were telling stories of dubious content. Belinda approached them. She had a shrewd idea they were with Bish Herstalung and had probably cornered Macquarie's top man, pushing him for more sales. She enjoyed mixing it with the competition, and here was the opportunity to make her presence known without giving any info away.
G'day,
she shouted in her strong, positive English accent. A well-built 40-year-old man turned away from the laughter and said,
G'day to you, Pam. Welcome to Macquarie's distribution. Let's get you a beer. Castlemaine 4X suit you?
Nothing better, replied Belinda.
The biggish man went off behind a curtain and reappeared seconds later with a throwaway.
Sorry, mate,
he apologised to Belinda.
We don't do nothing smaller.
Belinda laughed, opened the can, downed it in one and threw it onto a nearby table, saying,
Well, that's filled the cracks in my teeth. I'll have what you're having, thank you.
The biggish man burst into a wide smile, clapped Belinda on the back and said,
Of course you do, Pom, of course you do.
Still laughing, he went behind the curtain and came back with a Castlemaine stubby similar to his own.
So, Pam, what can we do for you?
I want you to distribute some pots and pans for my company.
And who might they be?
Asked our quickly sobering Bill Macquarie.
Steele's Pots and Pans of the UK.
Belinda inwardly cringed at the name of her company and watched for a reaction on Bill's reddening face.
Good God, he whispered, pulling Belinda quickly away from the Germans. Do you know what your company has done?
He spurted out.
This lot are capable of tarring and feathering and then lynching you at this very moment. Good, good God, someone from Steele's is on my stand.
Bill set down his beer and put both his hands on his head, thinking quickly.
Yes, they'll do for you first and then it'll be me. God knows, I did warn them that Bruce Wiseman was up for a change, but they wouldn't have it. Fuck 'em, overbearing twats.
Belinda smiled.
So, Bill, you'll take us on?
You bet your ass I will, miss.
Call me Belinda. Belinda Blumenthal.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Belinda proffered her hand. Bill grabbed it and shook it firmly.
Nah, Belinda, Bill said. Let me say my goodbyes to these jackasses and I'll take you to the best restaurant in Sydney. We're gonna celebrate our new contract in true Sand Groper's style.
Belinda blinked. The lift stopped at the 37th floor. Bill ushered the still slightly overwhelmed Belinda out onto a plush red carpet. A brightly dressed doorman guided them to the restaurant doors where the maitre d' welcomed Bill with open arms.
Signor Macquarie, it's been too long, and who is this beautiful person on your arm tonight? A touch above your normal class, don't you think?
He nudged Bill knowingly in the ribs and winked at Belinda.
Just joking, sort of, he whispered.
Bill gently punched the maitre d' on the shoulder and said,
Mario, is your best table available for tonight? Why, yes, sir, Business is slow this evening, so it is available. At a price. We'll have it, but first we'll have pre-dinner drinks in your blue bar. As you wish, Signor Macaulay. The external staircase is open tonight if you care to use it. Bill left his and Belinda's things at their table, and he led her through a glass door out onto a deck. The immediate view was spectacular. Sydney Harbour Bridge and the Sydney Opera House lay below, shimmering in the illuminated waters of Sydney Harbour Bay.
Bill, it's just unbelievably beautiful,
Belinda enthused as Bill slowly put his hand around Belinda's shoulders and drank in her perfume.
It gets better. Take my hand.
Bill and Belinda descended the glass stairway down to the Blue Bar on 36, where they ordered traditional gin and tonics with a classic Aussie twist. After three stiff ones, they meandered back up to the restaurant, enjoying the views as they went. Bill recommended the kangaroo steaks, and Belinda, never one to be squeamish in her eating habits, complied. She needn't have worried, because combined with a stunning Aussie Shiraz wine, the meal was exceptional. The concierge at Hotel Pier 1 opened the taxi door and let Belinda out.
"Bill, a late-night totty,"
Belinda whispered across the rear seat.
"I thought you'd never ask," said a beaming Bill. He jumped out, took Belinda by the arm, and literally frog-marched her to her suite.
Belinda closed her room door and pulled the curtains open. The view of the bay, bridge, and opera house revealed itself in front of them. Bill kissed Belinda. Belinda kissed Bill and opened his shirt. Bill felt Belinda's tits heaving in their expectation of being very soon violated. They felt heavy, like some pomegranates he'd juiced for breakfast that morning with his ex-wife. Bill sighed. A man had to get what he could, when he could, and this Belinda felt so good, so much better than drinking steins of lager down at the German bar with his bish associates. Belinda pulled Bill onto the bed and shoved her thong aside. She wanted him in her now and with the plus of a view of the Sydney Harbour Bridge over his shoulder. This was truly Australia, she thought. She'd arrived and she wasn't going any time soon. Sam Groper or no Sam Groper? Bill responded quickly with his hard cock making deep inroads into her accommodating body. Belinda blinked.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.